I'm a working man in my prime, cleaning windows.
Number 36.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House. Appreciate y'all tuning in where we're talking windows in particular this hour with Adam Homer from Pella Mountain West. Bill could not hang on, but his question, and we'll take him first since he wasn't holding the longest, but he couldn't hang on, probably calling from work. Bill said, okay, Rosie, what if window replacement isn't in my budget right now? What could I do to my existing windows to possibly help them be a little bit more energy efficient? How would you coach that homeowner?
Well, yeah, if it's not in their budget and it's something they want to maybe do down the road, probably the least expensive thing and the quickest way to get there is the put on the heat screens on the outside of the house. You know, the upside is you are going to be blocking that solar heat gain, and it's relatively inexpensive to do. They can, you know, I don't know what their lead times are, but I'm sure, you know, within a couple of weeks you can have it done. But, you know, the downside is you kind of turn your house into a cave. I mean, it cuts out 90%+ of the light. I think it's like 90% to 95% is what it cuts out, which is why they work. But your house becomes very dark. When we first bought our house here, it had those heat screens, which I was not familiar with from the Northwest. They don't have them there.
You didn't see those in Seattle.
They've got the opposite thing. But anyway, yeah, they're very dark. They get very dirty. You know, the first storm that'll roll through, it just decimates them, and you got to clean them a couple times a year. But if you're looking just to keep your house cooler, that's a good way to go.
Shade of any type.
Plant
a tree. Mm-hmm. Sunscreens. And Bill has got back in. Let's see if we can bring him into the conversation. Make sure we're addressing his specific concerns. Bill?
Hello.
Bill, could you tell me how old your home is?
Yeah, it's about 25 years old.
Okay. So it's aluminum, mm-hmm. probably mm-hmm. dual pane.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay. And you're trying to tell me how big your house is.
It's just to take over 2,200 square feet, like 2,230.
And is it all electric or dual energy?
No, it's all electric, unfortunately.
Okay. And how many people live in the house?
Four currently. My son's likely going to ship off to the Air Force soon. So,
God bless him. Okay. And what y'all year-round residents?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what temperature do you like the house in the middle of the summer?
Well, I like it. You know, relative right around 68, 70. My wife likes it a little cooler.
Okay.
You know, so therefore we tend to keep it cooler.
Okay, and are you manipulating your thermostat through day of use consumption, or are you keeping it at one temperature all day long?
No, we're doing day of use.
Okay, all right. So you could be getting by with a cooling bill of something in the neighborhood of about $325 in the middle of the summer. Am I close?
That's pretty close, yeah. We also have we built a casita on the property. I have an acre. We built a casita on the property couple years ago, and that it's right about there actually with two new units.
So okay, all right,
pretty well.
Okay, so you're doing pretty well, but in a house that old, like Adam mentioned, the very first thing you're going to do is shade any and every window you can that isn't underneath a patio, an awning, or some kind of cover. If you've got the aluminum frame windows, they'll be reaching temperatures on the outside of about 140 to 160 degrees facing south or west in the middle of the summer. That transfers to inside of your house at about 125 to 140 degrees. They will almost burn you facing south or west in the middle of the summer. If you're going to put sunscreens on, put them on so they cover the entire frame, not just the glass. And make sure the screen is a space away from the glass. As soon as that sunscreen touches the glass, you've lost every amount of savings that you hoped for. So I tell people, actually, literally put a little gap between the window frame and the mounting on the house. Put a little quarter inch gap there with little rubber washers and allow that gap to help you as much as possible. That is probably going to be the least expensive way you can start reducing the heat gain in the summer on the valley floor in an Arizona home. It doesn't do much for you to cut down cool gain or heat loss in the winter. But I think that'll be the least expensive place to start. Mm-hmm. Or be like the letter I received last summer from a homeowner down in the historic district from a woman. She says, "Rosie, I knew you were a Pella fan, and I've got their quotes, and I've saved for 6 years." And she wrote me a letter with pictures of her all-new Pella windows.
Oh, no kidding. How cool is that?
So let's talk a little bit about energy savings since Bill brought the topic up. It may not be the number one criteria you're seeing, but what are the options? We've got single-pane glass, which we were putting in houses all the way through the 60s and much of the 70s. Mm-hmm. We went to dual-pane glass in the 70s. Then we went to dual-pane with a little bit more airspace mm-hmm. in the 80s. What are the options? What are the glazing options? Because the frames are only a small part of the window opening. You've right. got all that glass to deal with.
Yeah, the glass is it's the biggest part of the window, the most expensive part of the window, and it's really the part that's doing most of the work. So, yeah, glazing has changed a lot in just even my short time with Pella. You know, they've been around 100 years, so they've had a lot of different things.
Right.
But in the past 20 years, there's been a ton of change in technology. And really the only thing that we're going to recommend to you if you're in the Phoenix market and down in Tucson, for that matter, anywhere outside of Flagstaff and up on the rim, is our Sun Defense glass. And it's, you know, it's to make it simple, it's two panes of glass. You've got three coats of low emissivity coating, the low E, and then it's argon filled. So that's the only thing that's going to meet Energy Code and Energy Star in this area, and it does a great job. I know that Cardinal, who's one of the largest glass manufacturers in the country, they've got a facility out in Buckeye, and they're actually working on a new technology that's going to be better than Sun Defense. But I don't have a time frame yet on when that's going to be available. But I know that will be coming to our windows and doors soon.
It is incredible how much more efficient they've made the glass panes in the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. They've made exponential improvements.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Dana, who's called in and has a question. Dana?
Yes.
Hey, what's your window question this morning, my friend?
We have a house we moved into that was built in 1969, but we moved in about a year and a half ago. The initial problem was with the single pane glass that it has is from the front of the house. During the daytime, you could see in. We're like in a fishbowl. You could see in so clearly. We had some film put on the inside of the glass to help with thermal, but also it was reflective, so we're not in a fishbowl during the daytime. I'm going to want to replace those with dual pane glass, energy efficiency, and sound, but do they make any dual pane glass that makes it so you cannot be seen in so easily during the daytime?
Yeah, well, so yes, we do. If you're looking for privacy, probably the least expensive way to go with our product line is with our lifestyle windows and doors. And that's what it's kind of what put us on the map back in the 60s, and that's with the addition of the blinds between the glass. So we don't necessarily make a glazing or a coating or something that, you know, a mirrored surface or something that you can put on there that is going to do that for you. But just having the blinds between the glass, that offers privacy, and you don't have to put them throughout your whole house unless you want to. You could put them on just those windows that you're worried about the privacy. But it's a very efficient and attractive way to give yourself privacy throughout the day.
How about the new shades that are available for the window we just filmed getting installed the other day in Gilbert?
Oh, yeah.
The casement bedroom window mm-hmm. that has a remote control.
Yeah, they're
shade that drops down.
Yeah, they're automated now, too. And The gentleman's house that we did it at, he's our operations general manager, and he's very much into technology. He's going to have it set up with his whole smart home system. So he'll program it so that a certain – you can program it so for a time of the day,
yeah,
it goes up and down. From a certain temperature of the day, it'll go up and down. I know that there's a variety of different things that he can do with his smart home system that can do that. But just with the product that you buy from us, the automation, it's a remote control, and it's, you can also put it on an app on your phone and you know, close it remotely if you want, or open it remotely for that matter too.
Okay. Well, I hope that helps, Dana. Good luck on your window shopping. So we've talked a little bit about glazing packages and window frame packages. I get a lot of calls from homeowners that are next to an airfield or one of the highways in town or a busy street.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, is there anything I can do to knock the sound down in this house?
Yeah, that's another popular, you know, top five reason why people are wanting to replace their windows. And we do have a sound package now that's a relatively new offering that's you don't have to special order. We used to have to jump through a bunch of hoops to get that type of glass, but now it's something we can just point click, and here's what it's going to cost as an upgrade to our standard package. And essentially what they're doing, instead of you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, we used to put lamination between the glass. We used to we do triple pane. There's a variety of different things we would do that, and all were very expensive and costly and would take more lead time to get. But with our new sound package, essentially what they're doing is just varying the thickness of glass. So most of our glass is three millimeters thick. So they'll take a 3 millimeter and then put a 5 millimeter on the outboard pane to cut down on the sound. And I like the way that you put it. You explained it a lot better than I do to people. So run us through that.
Well, a sound wave, as it's traveling through the air, has to change its frequency every time it hits a dissimilar product. So as it's moving through the air and hits that 5 mil, it has to change itself to a frequency to move through the 5 mil. Then it has to change to another frequency to go through the air gap, and then another frequency to go through the 3 mil. So the more times you can ask a sound wave to change its frequency, you're robbing it of its energy. So triple pane used to be one of the things we would rely on in noise abatement. Mm. But now this sound y'all's product.
Yeah.
What specifically?
It's just called the sound package, and you can do it on really any of our products now. And yeah,
it beats the cost of the triple pane.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Like I said, glass is the most expensive part of the window. So you add that triple pane, you're adding a lot of cost. And also, back then it wasn't a sound reduction specifically. It was just triple pane, but they were all the same thickness. So the sound waves could still travel through that relatively easily, except for the two air chambers that it has to go through. Lamination, same thing, has to go through a piece of plastic.
That plastic,
like your windshield,
would help a lot.
Yeah, it does. And it was very expensive.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, just having two panes of glass, different thicknesses. If you look at the testing data, it cuts it just as much as any of those other options that were more expensive.
And in your lifestyle frame, that sound wave has to hit aluminum.
Mm.
Then it has to hit wood.
Yeah.
And baby, wood eats up that sound wave really fast.
It sure does. Yeah.
So you go with that style window in a wood frame. They're so handsome, so beautiful inside. The aluminum cladding on the outside. The sound isolation glazing package, that's going to be about as good as you can get for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.